Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
And we're live. It's noon Pacific, August 20th, 2015, live. Sacred Transformations with the one and only Dakara Keys is here. It's now on News for the Soul. Let's find her on the board and get things started. Prepare yourself for an amazing Sacred Transformational Hour. She's an energy healer and does amazing, unique processes on the air collectively. And Dakara, how are you?
I'm great, Nicole. How are you?
Excellent. Woo! Lots of energy. Moving 9,000 miles an hour forward.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That does seem to be the theme and the flow here recently, for sure.
I feel like I'm tap dancing as fast as I can over here.
Yeah, I think I can relate to that, most definitely, and I've been observing that in clients and on other calls. So it's just such a time on the planet for big transformation, and it's something I think those of us that have been playing in this energetic field for many years have been looking forward to, and then now that we're here, it's like, oh yeah, we have to remember that we need to learn how to navigate this. And just, you know, be at peace with the changes, too, because, you know, big transformation means we are also going to go through stuff, for sure.
Big change. So, lots of change.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I'm going to share a little quote that came through my guides while I was on an interview yesterday that is going to lead into what I want to share about today, which revolves around this statement. Embrace your authentic self by dipping your big toe into the pond of the universe and step into the field of possibility. So today I want to talk a little bit about and share and do some processes about really honoring and embracing our authentic selves. This time on the planet I think is pivotal for all of us to be doing that. And what I'm seeing come up for a lot of people is like all of this fear, because when we've attempted or done this in past lives, you know, we ended up getting hurt, ostracized, killed, you know, fill in the blank, you know, numerous and sundry experiences generally connected to a trauma of some kind. So many of us, even though in our hearts are calling us forward to really step forward and share our message and share our truth, then we have this other little piece of us that's pulling us back and holding us in this place of resistance. And again, a lot of times that can be a fear-based energy. So today I want to share some processes and just helping us kind of release some of that fear and stepping in closer to our authentic selves, or releasing what's holding us back from that. Because it takes all of us conscious beings on this planet to really support Mother Earth and the transformation she's going through at the same time we're going through all of our, you know, personal level stuff. So let's get started by, I'm going to share a little bit about the basics of Heart Point Technique, which is the foundation for the work that I'm sharing. And then I'll create sacred space and ground everybody. It is important to be grounded when tapping into this energy field and doing this work, because otherwise you might get really spacey and and fall asleep, which happens a lot in this work, and there's nothing wrong with falling asleep as long as you're not at the wheel. So if you're driving or operating heavy equipment, it's better to listen to this at a time where you can be fully present with yourself. And then we'll do a quick tap, come into balance, because it's such a great tool, and I've shared it before, but I was guided to share it again today. And then we'll kind of move into that field of infinite possibilities and look at what these fears are and what's behind them, so that we can help support releasing some of that energy for everyone listening. So Heart Point Technique is a spiritual healing modality that was brought forth by Divine Mother, or through Rebecca Marina from Divine Mother. And it's been such a magical journey these last about 6 years of working with the energy in a whole new way. And then my guides have brought in multitudes of different ways of adding on, like extra tools or different ways of maneuvering in the energetic field. And I'm just so grateful for that, because I've just seen so many lives transformed, and that's what I crave. I love. It makes my heart sing when I see others really transform in their lives simply by using and working with the light. That's the amazing part. So I'm going to go over the points. The first point is the high self point, which is 18 to 24 inches above the head. And there's a variance because we're all unique in our own presence. And generally what I find is if you reach your hand up and wiggle your fingers, you're going to be right at the bottom of your high self point. And then we focus on the crown chakra. And then we have eye points, and we're going to tap on those in a minute. So I'm going to go over those. We have the third eye, middle of the forehead, beginning of the eyebrow, so above the bridge of the nose, side of the eye. So if you just slid your finger down to the end of your eyebrow, the side of your eye right there on the bone, under the eye on the bone, and then the tear duct point. So on the inner eye, there's little tear ducts, and right above that is where that tear duct point is. This is a point on the body where all of the meridians connect back into the brain. So this is a pivotal, important point. And there's one other there's several others that do that on the body, but two that I specifically work with regularly. And then we're going to focus on the heart, the actual physical heart, not just the heart center, but the physical heart, because that's what we're going to bring the light into. And then we have the consolidation point, or the alt major, at the back of the head where the spine and the head connect. And this is the point, another point, where all the meridians connect back in. So let's do a quick little exercise of tapping to come into balance. So we're going to tap on the crown, anywhere on the crown, and just say balance, balance. And if you're somewhere where you can't speak it out loud, you can certainly think it. And then middle of the forehead, the third eye, balance. Balance. Beginning of the eyebrow, above the bridge of the nose, balance, balance. Side of the eye, balance, balance. Under the eye, balance, balance. And then the tear duct points. And you can either side or both, lightly tapping or touching there, balance, balance. And then tap on the physical heart, balance, balance. And at any point, you may feel like taking a deep breath. I'm going to invite you to do that after we do the last one. So consolidation point, the back of the head. So if you place four fingers on either hand together, place it vertically at the back of your head and tap, you'll hit that point for sure. Balance, balance. And then take a deep breath in and out. This is a great tool to use any time during the day. You can use it every morning when you get up just to start your day with balance, before you go to sleep, to start your sleep phase with balance, in work environments. And again, if you can't verbalize it or even tap, let's say you're in a meeting and it's getting heated, you can actually, you know, visualize that you're tapping and saying balance, balance, because it's just a quick way to kind of bring yourself back into being fully present with yourself. So another aspect of heart point technique is chanting. So I'll be chanting some of the 99 names of God in the Arabic language, and there may be Sanskrit, maybe Hebrew. We'll see what comes forward because it's all intuitively driven. The main chants that I use are on Nur, which simply means the light. So when I'm chanting on Nur, it's just to amplify and move the light through the field and the body. And then Al-Mukmen is another very common name, and that one is about the inspirer, the affirmer, faith. So that one is really helpful in anchoring that energy of faith and affirming whatever we are working on at that moment. And then I'll explain others as they come up. Let's see. So let's create some sacred space, and then we'll bring some light in. we'll ground and then bring some light in, and then we'll kind of move into playing with this embracing your authentic self, or what might be preventing you from doing so. So hand over your heart is one hand hold. Hand over your eyes is when you can choose or not use. It's up to you. It's not necessary. For those that find it difficult to focus, excuse me, in here the coughing is probably going to start as we start moving energy. It's just the way my body processes energy, just like yawning and some people sneeze, all kinds of stuff. Coughing is one of my little body go-tos. So hand over the heart and just bring yourself into presence. If you want to put your hand over your eyes, that's great. As I create the meadow of sacred healing light by calling forth Divine Mother, Divine Father, Holy Spirit Light, Holy Spirit Threefold Flame, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, Angels of Healing and Light, the Violet Blue Flame of Transformation, the Four Grandmothers of the Directions of Healing to anchor the pillars of light into the grid, the Four Trees of Transformation to stand on the cross quarters, sending their roots deep down into the center of Mother Earth, and bringing her healing light up into the meadow, calling forth the animal, plant, nature, Davic, mineral, crystal, and shell kingdoms to be here now. And so I want you to imagine that you're stepping into that beautiful meadow surrounded by that circle of sacred healing light. And as you step in, you'll see a beautiful waterfall of light, rainbow-colored light. Just imagine stepping into that rainbow waterfall and allowing that light to simply wash away the mundane world, assisting you in becoming more fully present. And as you step out the other side, focusing on the base of your spine, and send a grounding cord of light from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, tapping into that wellspring of healing light, bringing that healing light up that grounding cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart. As I create an infinity loop, and we're going to loop up over to the left and around and up over to the right, commingling your heart's energy with Mother Earth's energy. And then at the apex point, we're going to send some of that commingled energy up out your crown chakra all the way out to Source, looping through Source, bringing Source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart. As we invite that energy to create a figure eight from your heart down to the base of your spine, up to your crown, allowing that energy to flow between Mother Earth and Source through your heart. And then we're going to loop over that infinity symbol in your heart. There we go. Connecting us into the energy and the essence of pure love. And so it is. All right, so now we'll bring some light in to play with now that we're in the sacred meadow and we're grounded. So I want you to, again, place your hand over your heart. We're going to focus on the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above the head. And we're going to imagine there's a beautiful glass pitcher or vase. And we're going to call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, divine mother, divine father's Holy Spirit light, the truth, the wisdom, the clarity, and the understanding of the energies that are interfering or blocking us from standing in and being our authentic selves. Calling forth the sound, the color, the light, the frequency, and any sacred geometry that will help support this discovery, unveiling, and releasing. And we're just going to imagine that light is now pouring from that vessel or pitcher or vase down into your crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Moving that light counterclockwise through the crown, out through all of the eye points. Anur, Anur. Dropping it down into the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves that connects both hemispheres of the brain. Anur, Anur. Then we're going to drop it into the midbrain, where the pineal, hypothalamus, brainstem reside, this beautiful platform area for manifesting through sound. So I'm going to amp those platforms up a little bit. Sada Shivam. Sada Shivam. Sada Shivam. And we're going to bring that light down through the throat chakra. Anur, Anur. And down into the heart center. Anur, Anur. And inviting that light to expand out into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart. So we're going to expand the heart center a little bit more. Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau. And then sending that light into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart. Anur, Anur, Anur. All right. So from here, I'm going to command, keeping your hand over your heart center, that we're going to command the light out to wherever in your body you have a block, a fear, a gatekeeper. I feel like we're going to do a gatekeeper process today around embracing your authentic self or allowing that aspect or part of you to come fully forward and to shine your radiance. So I'm going to chant to command that light out. It'll be like a little flashlight or spotlight out. And just pay attention to where it's shining into your body. Anur, Anur, Anur. And so I want you to just make a note of where you're seeing that energy. And for the collective, I'm seeing it radiate down to the sacral or second chakra. So I feel like we're going to be working on some emotions perhaps connected. And that's, you know, that would qualify fear. Excuse me, fear would qualify into that that realm. And there's a lot of acronyms for fear. One that I like is false evidence appearing real, because it's something that's perceived or we're triggered by something connected to that. And I can tell a whole bunch of stories around that, but I'd rather do some processes to help you move the energy. Yeah, sip of water. And always good to be drinking water when you're participating in any type of an energy process. So determine where you're seeing this energy for yourself. Collectively, I'm going to focus on the sacral chakra. And let's rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I don't really feel any block or anything there, then this is probably not the part of you that is truly blocking. And if that is the case, then just ask that light to show you where the true block is living. And then, of course, 10 being, yes, there's a big block there, resistance holding me back, and I'm ready to move that on. So as we focus on this area, now we've rated it, maybe ask it a couple of questions, like, what are you, or what is this energy? And collectively, I am getting it's really around fear. Fear of failure, fear of being seen. And again, I'm just picking up collective energies of all of the listeners, and I think these could apply to pretty much anyone or any of us. And if not in this moment, at some point in our life, for sure. I know definitely for me. Let's see what other predominant fear. So I'm going to say fear of being ostracized by the image that they're showing me, or made fun of, or, this is kind of a cool lead-in for what I'm going to be sharing later as a special offer, is kind of like fear of being that freak or being weird or labeled as such. Because isn't that true when we're children, and, you know, kids can be so mean at school, and when we're feel like we're being, you know, I'm just seeing like fingers being pointed and words being said, kind of like, you know, we're being made fun of, or we're being singled out, that there's something different about us that they think it's okay to make fun of. So that's kind of the basis for that fear energy. So let's bring in some energy to address that, and then we'll look at the gatekeeper, and then we'll take a live call if there's a caller. So let's create an energy package at the high self point to counterbalance. So fear of failure. So we're going to bring in the energy of success. And I'm using this as examples. You can bring in whatever is right and perfect. And I know that even if you don't know what that is, your team of non-physical beings and angels all know exactly what's going to be needed for healing this. And that's the beautiful part. So even if what I'm speaking about doesn't resonate with you for this scenario, you're still borrowing the benefits and getting the help and the support from non-physical. So let's bring in the energy of success, radiance, so we can really be seen and shine. And let me think about this one for just a second. I'll let the guides. So I'm just going to say we're going to embrace our unique qualities, because that's a big part of it. When we're just embracing our uniqueness, what we call uniqueness, somebody else may call weird. Well, that's on them. That's really kind of a judgment. So let's call forth all the standards. Divine love, divine forgiveness, divine providence. Let's bring in some self-forgiveness, truth, awareness, understanding, self-understanding, self-compassion, the energies of success, radiance, I'm going to say the desire to shine, because we really want that energy and to allow ourselves to truly shine, like being the sun. Just be the sun and allow yourself to radiate, and then everything that's yours by divine right will just start flocking right into your field. And then the energy to support embracing your own uniqueness. So let's bring this package. I'm going to bring it down and into the sacral, and if it's anywhere else, when we get it to the heart, go ahead and send it out to wherever you're feeling it. Some people may be feeling it in the head because their mind's on overload, and, you know, it's all that stinking thinking and mind monkeys and all of that. Again, collectively, I was guided to work on the sacral today. So let's allow this energy package to gently float down into the crown. Anur, 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 moving through the crown counterclockwise, Anur, and into the corpus callosum. And the counterclockwise is important, especially in the corpus callosum, because it is moving from the right hemisphere of the brain into the left. Anur, Anur. And we're going to bring in some teams of scrubber angels, which are like little fairy angels that are scrubbing bubbles to clear out some old neural pathways that I'm seeing connected to this old fear. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. And just allowing those little rings and groups of scrubber angels just scrubbing bubble clean those neural pathways. And for some, I'm seeing that they're actually being cleansed and closed up, and then others are going to be allowing new energy from this package to come in. And for some, there's new neural pathways that are going to start off of this energy package that we're bringing down. There we go. And so now we're going to drop it into the midbrain, and we're going to magnetize this beautiful energy of success, radiance, and embracing your uniqueness and all that other yummy good stuff. Brzee, brzee, brzee. Right into the midbrain, the place that manifests from sound, which is how everything is created, through sound, through our words. Brzee, brzee, brzee. Brzee, brzee, brzee. And now we're going to spiral it down through the throat chakra. Anur, Anur. Right down into the heart. Anur, Anur. And at this point is where we're going to send it out to wherever that energy that you've rated is living for you. And collectively, I'm sending it down into the sacral chakra. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Arahim, Arahim, Arahim. Aramin, Aramin, Aramin. Bringing in mercy and compassion. Arahim, Arahim, Arahim. Aramin, Aramin, Aramin. And I'm going to anchor this energy with the truth. Al-ha! And I say that with oomph and power in my voice, because anchoring the truth into anything, that way whatever's not in alignment or is untruthful basically will pop off or release. So take a deep breath in and out and focus on that area once again, and let's re-rate it. Since we've released the fear, how is that feeling now? So, Nicole, let's see if there's a caller that wants to come and play in a gatekeeper process, because the guys definitely wanted to address gatekeepers.
All right. I'm just going to randomly go where I feel pulled. Erica 206, you're first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm Jean. I'm calling from Kirkland.
Hi, Jean.
Hey, Jean.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I've never done gatekeeper. I'm ready for it.
Okay, good. Okay, so let me give like a little framework for how I view the word gatekeeper, because it's used in the New Age metaphysical community in a lot of different contexts. So in this context, gatekeepers are energies that are blocking or holding us back from moving forward in some fashion. 95 percentile of the time, it's about protection. So they're protecting us from something or not wanting something to happen. So not all gatekeepers are bad. They're just interfering. Some gatekeepers, I'll say, are little hidey-hoos. Some of them are mischievous. Some of them are just downright nasty. So that's a smaller percentage that comes up. And gatekeepers can be any types of blocking energy, meaning they could be, you know, an entity that is attached, a discarnate, trauma from childhood, adulthood, this lifetime, previous lifetimes, can be gatekeepers from ancestors. They can come from all different areas. So they're not just one kind of something. They can be a plethora of different things. But the key factor is that it's blocking us from moving forward. So, Jean, where was your energy that you felt was blocking you? Was it in the sacral chakra or was it someplace else?
It's in my right hip.
Right hip, okay. And what was your original rating? What was your starting number?
I don't remember. Three?
Okay. Okay, so it wasn't that intense then, if it's a three. Because one would be, there's not really anything there. Ten, like, oh, my God, there's fear, there's energy blocking me.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling fear, and I'm feeling a ton of repressed anger, and I feel like I'm not really feeling it, right? Like, I do feel like it's blocked, so I'm not really in touch with it.
Okay, and that could be the gatekeeper playing, too. So, yay, and that we can do something about it. So for everyone, just tune into the area, and I'm going to ask a question, and it's a yes or no answer, and I've already explained basically the aspects of what I'm talking about, because that's usually people go off into their mind like, well, what does that mean? So it's more of a visceral response. And even if you get a no response, many times there is something there that's hiding. So I'm going to kind of cover the basic for everyone listening now or to the replay. So is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no? And Jean, go ahead and answer that for me.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And again, I mean, we can have hundreds, if not thousands, of different gatekeepers for different things and different areas of our lives and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're not really anything horrible. They're just something, you know, keeping us back. So yay for you for yes. So I want to call forth the energy to bring in the clarity and the vision, or to remove any veils for anyone that has a little hidey-hoo, or sometimes they can appear to me like what I would call like little gremlins, because they're being sneaky and they're hiding, and usually those are the more mischievous ones. And for any that are just downright nasty, I'm going to freeze frame those so they can be seen and they can't move. And now we're going to ask that question, what is its purpose? Why is that gatekeeper there? What is its purpose? And go ahead and share with me, Jean, what you get, and then we'll go from there.
I'm getting afraid of the pain, and it's really lightening up just with the asking of the question. It feels very smoky.
Okay. So for yours, I'm feeling it's connected to a past life, because they're showing me some information about that. So we'll work this one as a past life adventure. I don't remember what I've done on previous shows, and frankly, it doesn't matter, because you know, I know that the right people are picked. That's going to help benefit the most people in the way that I language things. And even if it's not, doesn't feel perfect, you know, everyone, again, borrowing benefits, you're getting the benefit of just the energy moving, and it will move for yours. So hang on, I'm just tuning a little bit more. There is a protection quality to yours, Jean, because of what's happened in this past life and like wanting to prevent that from happening. And even though it doesn't, if we look at it through, you know, kind of our reality eyes, it doesn't seem as real in this lifetime, but the gatekeeper doesn't always know that. So one of the things with gatekeepers that I always like to do is we're going to call forth the seed of love and light and plant it into their hearts. So no matter whether they're there for protection or for whatever reason, we're just going to let that little seed float right down into their hearts. Anur, Anur, Anur. Because ultimately that energy is contributing to your soul's growth. And we're going to, I just want to express gratitude, or have everyone express gratitude and appreciation for all of the lessons that this gatekeeper or this energy has brought forth into your life. And for the difficult ones, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael and Durga Mata and Sekhmet to step forward and to cut the cords and to release those gatekeepers into the violet-blue flame now. And that doesn't mean that anybody that felt there's release doesn't mean that you're done, that there's not more to do. So for you, Jean, and for anyone else, I want you to just tune in for a moment. You're standing in the meadow, and we're going to bring your timelines up. So just imagine a glowing white line of light right in front of you. And if the gatekeeper for other listeners is in this lifetime, you're going to see the marker. So we're going to call forth the marker of where this gatekeeper came into play. So if you see it right in front of you, then it's going to be in this lifetime. If you see it to the left, that's the past, as I see it for you, Jean. And if it's in this lifetime, then just as we're in observation mode and calling forth energies, then call forth what's needed and know that your guides will do that for you. And for you, Jean, I want you to imagine that you're now turning and facing the left, so you're looking down your timeline, and you can see that faint marker of the lifetime, and we're going to bring your energetic body up out of your personality body, which is here and grounded, and we're going to bring in two beings of light for everyone. Everyone else, if you saw past life, follow along, and we're going to energetically take you back to, we're going to magnetize that marker, There we go. And now we're going to quickly take you back. And I invite everybody, you're about 15 feet above this lifetime, stay in observation mode so that you don't engage into the deep emotions of it. And just observe whatever you're seeing. So for you, Jean, what I'm seeing is that I'm seeing you like laying on like a big boulder or a rock. And I'm seeing like the whole right side is the side of your body that had the impact. And I'm seeing like, you know, the hip, the pelvic bone is fractured or broken. So there's a lot, you know, from the hip down. So there might be breaks in the leg too, but I'm going to stay focused on the right hip because that's the area that you shared. And I want you to imagine that you as that person staying in observation mode is looking back up from where you fell. And what do you see standing at the top of that hill or cliff? It's more of a cliff from my observation.
Is this reality? I'm kind of saying an angel, but are you asking me to see what I see at the top of the cliff in that lifetime at that real time?
Yes.
Yeah. I see snow.
I'm sorry, you said
snow? I see
snow.
Snow, like I think it gets winter.
Okay.
I don't know if
okay.
that's what you're
Yeah. Do you see any people?
I don't. I can't see any people. But I think I'm too afraid to look.
Okay. I think that's part of it, yes. So, because what I'm seeing is, like, if we want to, let's say it's part of the village, you know, with the pitchforks and, yeah, kind of energy. So it's like they chase you in this fear of being chased. Even though you knew the lay of the land, it's like you just were forced and you ran off that or fell off that cliff. I'm not saying that they were standing there and like poked you or pushed you, but it's like, if you know, if you think about the snow, you may have slipped, whatever, but the end result is that here you've been, and that word came up earlier, ostracized essentially. You know, they're coming after you, and you've fallen, and you've injured that hip. So this is where the gatekeeper came into play and not wanting you to experience that again. So, yes, we're not living in villages, at least not most of us. And if you're in the in Kirkland, we're not in winter. We're definitely having a very hot summer. So, but the point is that it's the energy of, like, if I really step in and do what I was doing then energetically, like the gifts, the healing, the whatever, taking it a little deeper, it's like you were the healer or the wise woman of that village, and something happened with somebody's child, and they blamed you, and you had nothing to do with it, but they blamed you. So it's like, you know, oh, you're the one that, you know, made her sick and die, something along that lines without, you know, going into all the finite details or to search them because we don't need to. So I want you to imagine that we're going to, for you, rewrite the story and bring in healing. So since you mentioned seeing an angel there, we're going to rewrite the story and bring the angel into play. So we're going to go back as you're leaving the town feeling fearful of what's coming behind you. And as you get close to the edge of that cliff, your angel appears and simply holds you, allowing you to see, and for everyone else, all those other villagers can also see your angel, and they stop dead in their tracks, knowing that you're protected by the divine and that the divine is truly connected to you. And all of the fear-mongering and accusations simply drop and fall into the snow. And as the villagers now come to embrace you, to bend on one knee, honoring you and knowing the real truth of your gifts. As you are guided back to the village, to your place of honor and acceptance. So we're going to drop this new story down into that timeline. And for anyone else, the new story has been created for you. That's right and perfect. You may have written it in your own mind. And if you didn't, know that the guides will. So we're going to bring this new story through your energy body. So we'll drop it from the high self point down into the crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Allowing it to float from the crown down into the heart of your energy body. Anur, Anur. Then we're going to project it from the heart down onto that lifetime. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And as that touches down, there's an energetic waveform that I'm seeing move along everyone's timeline that's rewritten the story, changing it and bringing us back to this place where Jean in that lifetime is being welcomed back into the village. All right, so now we're going to bring this healing light back down the timeline. So for everyone, whatever transformed story or healing light or energy that came in for you, we're going to bring it back down the timeline right in front of your energy body and allow it to drop into every lifetime that was affected based on that previous lifetime till we bring you back to the present moment. And allow your energy body to drop back into your personality body. Take a deep breath in and out. All right, so tune back into that area, Jean, on your right hip, and how is that feeling now?
It's feeling much better because I think I was afraid I might have bought into what they were saying too back then. Like I was afraid.
That's a possibility.
That I did something wrong. Yeah, and I'm feeling calmer everywhere and really decreased down to like a one or less.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it a step further. So this will help those also that felt like it was more present lifetime. So we're going to focus on, for you, your right hip, and we're going to create an energy package for everyone that is needed to where the gatekeeper has been living. So, and anything that that gatekeeper may need as well, and as we complete this, any gatekeepers that were just kind of in stasis, not the freeze frame ones because they're already gone, but the ones that were kind of there, we're going to bring them whatever they need for healing. We're going to bring in whatever your right hip needs to allow the physical form to be free of the pain. So when we clear the energy, then the physical form doesn't have a reason any longer to heal, or not to heal, but to hang on to the pain. You know, and I'm, for those that may still have some pain when we're done, it just means there's another aspect or something else there. So, you know, listen to the replays and go back through the process on this call and any of the other ones. Because each week I'm offering different healing processes to just help you with your sacred transformations and helping you move forward. Okay, so let's tune into your right hip. And for everyone else, tune into wherever they were feeling the gatekeeper. And let's ask your right hip, Jean, what does it need for healing? What can we bring it? We're going to load in all, I just call them the standards. I've already kind of covered that, so I'm not going to speak all that again. And we're going to bring in golden healing balm because that is always yummy and good, especially for healing physical stuff. And is there anything calling out to you, Jean, that feels appropriate for you?
Well, I see this, like, it's good that you said golden because I see this sort of golden key, like an old-fashioned golden key. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know why.
A key? Key like you unlock a door? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. So.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Golden key. That's beautiful and perfect. And we're going to bring in the energy also, they're saying, of the tree of life for you and probably for others listening as well. And we'll bring in truth, wisdom, clarity, understanding. And I, for you, Jean, and possibly for others that may have seen the key, let's bring in the instructions on its use. So, you know, what does the key go to? What are you unlocking? Is it something in the right hip, or is that key coming in there to be used for something else? So we want to bring in the instructions for use. And then I'm also seeing the flower of life as far as sacred geometry. Then we're going to call forth the sound, the color, the light, the frequency. That is right and perfect for everyone listening. Calling in any other sacred geometry. And remember, your guides know exactly what's right and perfect for you. It's just in the asking. Even if you got nothing and you don't know, just say, I don't know, but bring me what I need, please. There we go. Now we're going to drop this into the crown. Andur, Andur. Moving it through the crown into the corpus callosum. Andur, Andur. Bringing it down through the midbrain, allowing all the yummy good aspects of this package to drop into the foundation of your midbrain. Brzee, brzee, brzee. And then this time we're going to bring the packages down the spinal column. And wherever you have felt this, you know, for instance, Jean, for you, we'll bring it down and then into the right hip. But if somebody felt something in their heart or their throat or wherever, whenever it reaches the point in the spine, then it will move forward into where that gatekeeper was living. So here we go, moving it down the back of the head. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. As it moves down the spine and across each vertebrae, it's moving into the information centers between each vertebrae. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Changing any of the information or coding there. And as it moves along the spine, it also moves out into the nervous system like wildfire traveling through the thousands and thousands of miles of nerves throughout the body, illuminating the body with this healing light. Andur, Andur, Andur. So the energies move down to about the heart center in the back. Andur, Andur, behind the solar plexus. Andur, Andur, behind the sacral chakra. Andur, Andur, behind the root chakra. And then we're going to send that light and energy into the sacrum and into the cradle of creation, which includes your right hip. So it's all the pelvic bone region and all of the bones, including the hip. Andur, Andur, Andur. Then we're going to send it specifically for you into the right hip. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. We're going to anchor it with the truth. Al-Hak. And take a deep breath in and out. And tune back into that hip once again, Jean, and how is that feeling?
Better still. It moved down a little bit. I think it's moving down and out the pain. It's down my leg now on my IT band, like halfway down my leg. So
good, 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 good. So yeah, down and out. And so let me just chant for everyone because I was kind of getting that hit when I was talking about the cradle of creation. So we're going to chant the light down the legs and out the chakras at the bottom of the feet for anyone that needs that extra support. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. Anur, Anur, Anur. And take a deep breath in and out. So how did that feel for you, Jean, since I've got you on the call?
Yeah, it was great, and I think it helped other areas on the way, you know.
Good.
I felt sacral first on the way down to the hip, so.
Great. Yay! Well,
thank you, Jean.
So let's tune back in. And I know it was a little iffy. Oh, no, you did get a definite yes. So tuning back into that area, is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no?
Is there another one? I don't know.
No, the one that we worked on.
Oh, yeah. Is the gatekeeper still there? If it is, it's different. I'm not touching the same thing that was before.
Yeah, good. Yay, well, thank you for playing.
That was great. Thanks
today.
So much.
You're welcome, Jean. Much love to you and everyone.
Thanks for calling in and keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Sorry. Go ahead, Jakar.
Is there a question in the queue that we can answer quickly? Because I know we're getting towards the end here.
I know. And we've actually got a lot of callers with their hands up in the air. Do you want to take a quick question off the board?
Sure.
Okay. Caller 111111. You're showing up as all ones. I have no idea. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Jonathan.
Uh-oh.
I can't understand.
You sounded like Minnie Mouse. I think you got a good connection. 617, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm from Boston, but I don't have any questions, but I totally enjoyed it, and I feel so relaxed right now.
Yay! Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So one quick question out of the email queue that gave me a chance to go look. This is coming from Wendy in the UK, and she's saying she's brand new to this process. It sounds very powerful, but how does she know she's doing it right or that it's doing anything?
Well, the doing it right, you don't have to worry about because you can't do it wrong. So, I mean, that's the reality of it. It's like we're working with the light, and because this is a modality that came from Divine Mother, and sometimes Ozna, that's one of the names that she's known by on the other side, I will see her come in, she'll have messages for people, she'll put cloaks of energy around them. So, you know, really, you cannot do it wrong. And the way that you know that something's different is that when you're, that's why I use the rating system, when you're kind of tuning in like, oh, it felt like a 7, but now it's a 3, you know that energies are shifting when it feels different. So know that you can't do it wrong, so it's always going to be right. And then just pay attention to the subtle energies and the differences that you're feeling, and that's how you know you're shifting or if there's more work to do.
Well, there you go. Perfect question, perfect timing. We're now 4 minutes to the top, and you know what that means, Zakara.
Yahoo! So, So today what I want to offer everyone to really go deeper, there's a special link set up for you to learn more about HeartPoint Technique, receive a free ebook. I don't even have it set up to where you have to sign up for the list. There is a sign-up form on that page, which is hpthealing.com/NFTS gift. So if you go to that link, and I think, Nicole, you have that set up on my page, there's a special link there on a special package that I've just recently put together for Telesummit, so you know that it's a super good price. And this is on embracing your authentic self and to really take things deeper in doing that. So this offer, there's actually two on here. The second one includes a 30-minute private session. So I'm just going to go over the first part, which a beautiful class that I did was embrace your inner weirdo. And what my guy is just saying, being weird is the new normal. So what this class does is it walks you through multiple processes of giving your power away, you know, to others' judgments. There's gatekeeper processes, belief keeper processes, and takes you very deep. And there's all this information when you click on the link, because I'm not going to have time to go through everything here. But there's two parts to this. Part one is an hour and 41 minutes, and part two is an hour and 37 minutes. And each one of them is explained. There's also, in the belief keepers and transforming those, is you're guided to bring in the new beliefs that are going to really support you moving forward. The second item in this package is be happy. So what holds us back from true happiness? That could be a plethora of different things. One of the things that I discovered in teaching this class was that besides gatekeepers, but also ancestor energies, and there was secrets being held. And when you clear those secrets, it's amazing what could come up. So, for instance, a secret that I'm referring to might be, you know, somebody that had an abortion, but it was a big family secret because back then you didn't do that, you know, kind of thing. It could be all kinds of things, but really in this almost 90-minute class, it takes you deeper and allows you to be guided back to what that family secret that might be holding your happiness hostage is anchored in your being. And then another part of this work that my guides have brought forth is bringing in chords of light that then you can strum on a daily basis. So through that class, you're guided to bring in that chord of happiness. And then you can simply imagine reaching into your heart and strumming that chord and allowing that happiness energy to keep reverberating out through your system. And then the third item in this package is be healing, dive deep and surrender. And this brings in not just the energy codes or the energy healing, but also wisdom codes and sacred healing elixirs. You're guided. The first part of the class is clearing gatekeepers and belief keepers and deep emotional blocking energies. And then the second part is a 31-minute guided meditation where you're guided out into Mother Ocean with the mermaids and down in a bubble of light to the cave of healing magic where the goddess Panacea makes special elixirs based on the issue or the topic that you're working on for that go through the meditation. So she creates three, one for your emotional body, one for your mental body, one for your physical body. So every time you listen to that, you can go and take another topic, and magical light alchemy elixirs are created for you to just magically transform your life. Then there's the basics on HPT. There's discounts on working with me. So it's a $508 value for $97. So that link will stay on the News for the Soul gift page until September 6th. And then it's coming down. So if this is of interest to go deeper into this work, then that's a great, very affordable way to access all of those. If you go to and look those classes up on my HPT Healing website where they're listed for sale, they're all much, much higher, obviously. And then the second special offer on here is at $147, and that includes a 30-minute session with me. So that's what I've got for today, and I think we're out of time.
Perfectly to time, and that was awesome, as it always is. Takara Keys, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Takara, we've got you on in 2 weeks' time, I believe, and I look forward to that.
Yep.
Yay.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you, everyone.
Bye for now. Takara Keys, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. The Spirit Doctor is next, all the way from Australia into 2 hours' time from now. We have something out of the archives in the interim, and then we're back live, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern today with the one and only Spirit Doctor, Dr. Daniel Huntman on newsforthesoul.com. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight. Why Are You Here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
Hello, everybody. This is Damian Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.